Kurumzeri. Welcome to Finding the Voices. I am Monica Ingatan. Today, I am with Dr. Angbum Santikumar Maitei, joining me from Taiwan. Dr. Angbum Santikumar Maitei is a PhD, a professor of English, and a world champion bodybuilder. So you have four wonderful kids. Can you share a little bit about being a father?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think, right now here in Taiwan, people actually don't like to get married, even, you know, forget about giving birth to four kids. So people are very surprised when I say I have four kids. So sometimes I joke, oh, I have only four kids. So people would laugh, actually. But we have low birth rate crisis here in Taiwan. But my wife and I think we are quite different from other people. So we love children, we love kids. And my wife is an English teacher in a cram school, you know, teaching kids. And I think having four kids is kind of fun, actually. Sometimes it's very noisy, but mostly we are happy to see them, you know, playing together. And they're just like friends, actually. So even without parents, they can just stay together. And that's very good, I think. So having more than two kids is kind of cool, I feel. And, I think I'm a good father. And they love me. They respect me. And I love them. I think they're quite smart, but also obedient. So I raise my kids a little bit different from the, you know, Taiwanese parents raise their kids. I'm a little bit strict because I like to discipline them. I like to, you know, guide them. So instead of spoiling with love, but I take care of them well. I a little bit strict time to time. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good.
So when you said, you know, you are raising your kids a little differently, can you elaborate a little bit on that?
For example, right here in Taiwan, even in school, parents don't spank, you know, but I follow a little bit like Manipuri style, so if kids are naughty, I would just spank. And, you know, it's like saving them from spoiling. And like watching TV or using computers, I would fix. So in my family, kids watch TV only on Saturdays and Sundays or Friday nights, beginning from Friday nights. The other days from Monday to Friday daytime, I don't allow them to watch TV because I don't like to spoil their eyes. And it's not good for kids, just keep sitting on the sofas and watching TV for hours and hours. And I am very much against this because I'm a sportsman, so I like them to be active. So so this way also I'm different from them. And the other one is Taiwanese parents, they're very much like, I think, American people, I think. So they don't like to, you know, hit or punish their kids. They love too much. They protect too much. And it's not so good for kids, you know. I think we love too much and we protect too much. Actually, they are weak. And they can be spoiled, actually. So in that way, I'm different.
Okay.
And also about eating, I don't allow them to eat fast food, you know, like McDonald's, you know, Kentucky or fast food restaurants, because I care about their health, because that's what I do. So I also don't allow them to do such things. So in this way, I think I'm different from Taiwanese parents, I think.
I see. No. I think you brought a very, you know, interesting point in terms of keeping the kids straight with punishment when required, because I think growing up in Manipur, most of us, I myself, have got like a lot of spanking from my dad. In fact, you know, he used to have this special chai, like from Bishanpur, Li chai.
So yes,
and it is quite small, but you know, when you get it, it's really painful. And on the hindsight, if I look back, I think it's because of that, you know, I could, I would say I was not astray. form of discipline is a little different than, you know, what we all grew up.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly, yeah.
Right. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening and sharing my journey of finding the voices. Please feel free to send me any comments or feedback. Suggestion as to who to interview are most welcome. If you believe in what I am doing and want to contribute in any way, please contact me. This is your show to voice what you want, what you stand for, what you believe, and what you want people to know and talk about. And if you enjoy the show, share it to your friends and please come back again to findingthevoices.com. Yamlina Majerit.